The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Checking In with Michelle Williams, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. Are y'all ready for this? Listen, you better put some respect on this woman's name. We have Academy Award winning actress, Grammy Award winning singer, Golden Globe winning actress. She's here to walk us through filming the Aretha Franklin movie, Respect. Everybody listen up. Have a seat, pull over, whatever you gotta do. I need your full attention. I need you to fully be engaged and checking in, because today we have an Academy Award winning, Golden Globe winner, a Grammy Award winning, and I think the whole Emmy and Tony thing, she will be an EGOT very soon.
Thank you.
Y'all listen up. We have the incredible, incomparable, there's no voice like hers, Miss Jennifer Hudson.
Thank you so much for such an amazing welcome. Thank you.
Like, you know, like right now, there's no voice out there in music like yours.
Wow. Wow. I don't take that lightly coming from you, Michelle. Thank you.
I'm trying to figure out who.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's not. And we thank the Lord for giving you that path and that road to where we like, that's Jennifer Hudson. That's what we're doing today. How are you doing, Miss Hudson?
I am blessed.
Good, 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 good. You look blessed, refreshed, happy, and excited. The movie Respect is out as we speak, and I know that everybody has asked you, but how was it to be specifically requested by Ms. Aretha Franklin herself for you to play the role?
Ooh, I can't even begin to put it into words. You know, it's a dream of mine to play her, and this is a passion project for me, you know, so everything is from the heart, and I've literally poured my everything into this.
I read where you said that. You said that not only was it a passion project for you, but it was a passion project for the director, the producers, because everybody wanted to make sure they did her proud.
Everyone involved. That's the beautiful, most beautiful thing about all of this. Like the process, every department, everyone was there out of love and respect for Miss Aretha Franklin. So there was never a time, as hard as we worked, did anybody complain. Everybody hit them doors first thing in the morning, every morning, and left out at the last second of every night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think what was so beautiful about the timing of when this movie comes out, it's practically almost 3 years to the day of her passing away. Was that planned?
No, but that's to me is the, as they said, the God wink of it all. Because let me say this. The last time I spoke to Aretha Franklin was August 8th. Do you know the premiere was August 8th?
Let me tell you something. We already know that God has breathed on this project already.
Wow.
Just for that.
Right.
The timing. It's amazing when you can release projects in which it seems like divine time. you can just rest and be like, God's hand is on this.
Right. Come on, speak.
His hand is all over this.
It, you know, it's the song, we come this far by faith.
Yes.
No, it's yeah. And I sit back and look at it like, okay, I done seen God work too many times not to be able to recognize it this time around. And so when I sit, I'm in awe of God, where I'm just looking like, watching him work.
Yes, 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 yes. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
You and your entire team, I pray that y'all can just, of course, you have to do the promo work of it all and let everybody know about it, but you really can really sit and rest and know it's going to do amazing just because of the divine timing of it all. Hmm. It lets you know God is in this. And so I wouldn't worry about a thing. I'm just going to tell you, if you haven't already, you ain't probably the one doing the dusting, but somebody do the dusting on your shelf just to make room for a few extra pieces of metal.
Oh, right.
Just make room.
Wow. Thank you.
You brought up the song, We Come This Far by Faith, and I feel like you shine in whatever genre of music you sing, right? You could do country, bluegrass, gospel, R&B, pop. You probably about can do opera.
Actually, I'm getting ready to, but go ahead.
Come on, somebody. When you get back to your roots and sing gospel, how is that for you?
Well, it's always the base of everything for me. You know, it's who I am. It's what I am. It's what I'm made up of. So it's the foundation of it all. And the same for Miss Franklin. That was most important to me in the film. Like, I don't care what genre she sang. The gospel is always the premise and the base of that. And it's the same for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've never seen you change. Every now and then I'm like, okay, well, maybe Jennifer, she didn't put as much vibrato here, but I've never heard you change like what you do.
Wow.
In your music. Never.
Thank you.
Have you ever had people to tell you, yo, I need you to reel that gospel in. This is R&B. I need you to come on in.
You know, actually, one of the first memories of that or experiences was actually American Idol. And they was like, okay, that gospel jaw, like you got to let the gospel jaw go. And I'm like, what does that mean? But you know, when it's in you, it's in you. And I was, as they say, born in the church. So on my godmother's lap in the choir stand while the adults rehearse 6 days a week. So, you know, that's all I know. I didn't start even singing secular music until I was in high school. And my family didn't hear me sing it until I was on America Idol. And they was like, you know, we never heard you sing secular music. And I was like, wow, that's true. Because we had a family church growing up. So it was always in church that they heard me sing.
Well, I know. I mean, we've seen throughout the years, if I'm not mistaken, the church rally behind you, your church specifically. I've seen things where you've gone back to your church or you've introduced to us your musical foundation. And so I know they're proud. And once they see respect, I just think they're going to be even more overwhelmed. I know I was.
Thank you.
Your speaking tone in the movie, Aretha had this thing.
Everything.
Yes. So I was like, did you have to work with the coach or were you just like, I got it. I'm watching her. I'm studying her. I got it.
I had a whole team. I had an acting coach, dialect coach, movement coach, and I added the piano teacher. So all of that.
But you play piano in real life.
Yeah, but see, listen, Michelle, I know you understand this. I peck Aretha play. Okay. Let's be clear. So like, I've always had an ear to play, and majority of people in my family play, but even my son plays the piano by ear to a certain
extent.
But I never developed that because my passion lied in singing. I didn't have the same passion for playing as I did singing. So now after playing Miss Franklin, like it's given me a new passion to want to enhance that talent. Now you're going to see me on the piano a little bit more. And it's more about finding the confidence because it freaks me out. Like I was so proud of myself the other night on the Colbert Show. Like, Jennifer, do you realize you played the piano in front of people with musicians over your head? Like that was a major step for me. And Miss Franklin inspired me to want to, you know, do that.
Yeah. I don't know if this is exclusive. So are you saying when you're ready to tour again or put out a new album that will be some playing of the piano.
Yes, a bit. Now, go too far with it. But, you know, I'm the kind, you will always see me try, you know, and grow. That's how you grow, when you continue to try. And I believe in taking baby steps. I don't think I know everything. I'm always trying to learn. So it's like, okay, am I anywhere, Miss Franklin? No, far from it. But I just, it, as an actress, I felt it was my duty to learn that element of her, which is part of her. I couldn't say I could play Aretha Franklin without learning the element of the piano. And that's what I started with first. I also work with the dialect coach, Tom Jones, to help me develop, you know, my version of Aretha on screen.
Yes.
And studied our instruments as a singer. You know, like, I was like, okay, well, we discovered, like, okay, our voices can, our instruments are built differently, but they can lend to the same things. You know, she sings from the top of her head with her approach. And I said, well, where do I sing from? He's like, well, you sing from your feet. And I was like, okay, what does that mean? So I don't know. I mean, you know, because we were born this way. I didn't train for any of this. So it's like, I don't think, at least from my perspective, instruments are studied like that. So it was interesting.
Yeah, that's so good. And I hope that there are people listening that a lot, I mean, I'll just speak specifically for Jennifer, is she just said she did not have training growing up, but through the years and because of the profession you're in, you've had it refined, but you haven't let anybody strip you of, like you said, I mean, when they say you sing from your toes, that's that old, as they used to say back in the day, gut bucket. Like,
you know what my mama called it? She said, stand flat foot and sing.
Come on. That's it. You didn't need a track. And we were brought up where if the track went out, we knew how to do it a cappella.
Yeah, like, no, you stand flat for the same, whether the pianist is there on Sunday or not. As many a times I didn't have to hold down a soprano section by myself. We're going to get through this surface, okay?
Listen, let me tell you something. It should be Jennifer, quote, soprano section all by herself, Hudson.
Oh, by myself.
Listen. How was it to work with Saycon and Haley? They are gems, and I've had the pleasure of working with the both of them on Broadway.
You know, I am so happy to have had them as my sisters. I'm so proud of them. We just gel so well, and they have such beautiful voices. You know,
y'all sounded so good together.
I mean, oh my God. And I always tell Haley, like, Haley, sing for me. Girl, you keep singing the song, you know? And then Saycon holding down, there ain't no way, no, because we did everything live. Like, all the music was live. So we had to stand there and sing through every take, you know? So I was glad that they were there and just naturally gifted in the way that they are.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I did notice about the movie. I mean, you could have, you know how people pre-record the tracks and then in the movie you sing on top of that. And y'all very well could have done that. But I noticed, I said, oh no, this is live.
Yeah, because I wanted to experience it the way Aretha did in her life. You know, like, okay, it was a conscious decision. Like, wait a minute, did she perform that live? Okay, but we're going to sing this live.
We're going to do it live.
You know, and then to give it, because I've done a lot of musicals and I know you have too, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where it's like, or not, this is not a musical, it's a biopic about music, but music is an element of it.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time on screen that it's been done that way where it's live.
Really?
Yeah, at least from my experience. And I sat back and I was like, when we did get to the soundtrack, when we were tying that up, and I was talking to the producer, and I was like, why is this so confusing to explain? Why don't nobody understand what I'm trying to say? And then I was like, right, it's never been done this way.
Mm, it has not. Meaning, for the soundtrack, I'm like, couldn't y'all have just taken the recording of what you were doing live for the soundtrack, or you had to go in the studio and really?
So it's a different experience. Let me try to explain it, Michelle. Okay, so yes, majority of the soundtrack is pulled from the film. But normally when you're doing a musical or anything with music, because
ma'am.
This is not a musical.
Not a musical.
Green Girls is a musical. Right. This is a biopic with music. But you pre-record all the songs even before you start filming. And then you lip sync to it in the film. Mm-hmm. And then that goes to the soundtrack. Whereas this was done in real time. So we're acting, singing in real time. And so they had to take that and make the soundtrack out of it. Now, certain songs in the film where it services as a radio record. So if you hear it and thought, oh, Aretha got a hit on the radio, that I said, okay, well, we're going to record that like the record and let it be authentic to what it is. So Amazing Grace, Respect, even the learning of Ain't No Way, that's live.
Yes, that is beautiful. And y'all, let me tell you, the reason why she's sounding like an executive producer is because she is executive producer of this movie, Respect. Come on. So I have higher expectations for you, not only executive producing.
Okay.
I'm excited to see the films that you write and direct.
That's a new goal of mine. I want to start doing that. And I got to do a hint, you know, throw my two cents in here,
yep,
and there. And but again, I'm the kind that like to take baby steps and learn as I go. And so when on the day when it's time, I'll be prepared.
Listen, when they say a future is bright, it is bright and big.
Thank you.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Problems with stress and low libido? Did you know that saffron has been used for over 3,000 years as a natural aphrodisiac booster? Happy Saffron Plus contains the most potent saffron in the market, plus curcumin and zinc, to enhance mood and improve memory in a 3-in-1 single product that is vegan, sugar-free, and gluten-free. Developed by a world-renowned leader in brain and mental health, Happy Saffron Plus increases happiness and mood, reduces stress, and helps improve sexual function and libido. Happy Saffron Plus delivers hard-hitting brain and body benefits, so you'll find yourself experiencing better memory, mood, and libido. Join the thousands of people who are living better lives thanks to Happy Saffron Plus. Get your Happy Saffron Plus with a special offer at GetHappyToday.com. The lowest price is only available at GetHappyToday.com. Enhance your quality of life, mood, memory, and stress levels with Happy Saffron Plus. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There were some scenes that were so hilarious to me and then made me feel bad for young Aretha. I said, Lord, did Dinah really turn the table? Why would she do that? Oh, I was so mad. All right, anyway, that scene was really pivotal, no? But it was really pivotal.
Yes.
And it was obviously something true because it helped pivot Aretha into the change of sonically the route she took musically. I also want to say that I was not able to really focus. I know I would not have been able to focus if I was filming with y'all, because how many reprises took place during recording and filming? You know when it get good to you and folks are like, wait a minute, keep going.
Oh my God. So that's the cool part about this. I wish y'all could have came to the set. I hope they release a behind the scenes because all the people that were there, they were real musicians.
Yep.
So it was like, and we're musicians, you know how it is. So it got really musical. Or the church scenes, I'm like, you can't script church. So roll the camera and just, we're going to have
service
and you just film it. So once they called cut, we were still going. Like the forget extras, the congregation was still going. We were still going. So they were like, the camera people was like, what's happening? And it's like, oh no, this is praise. We have in church. So it was really authentic. That's what it was to us, for us. The concerts felt like concerts.
Yes.
Versus, oh, we're shooting this scene, you know? even my one of my favorites is the respect scene, the making of it. We had such a good time because those people in the room were really playing those instruments.
Yes.
People really singing, and we are real musicians. So it was really organic. It was like, you know how we do when we are creating songs.
Creating.
And, mm-hmm. and the making of it. A lot of times in film, that gets missed and overlooked because it's film people doing it. Well, when you have musicians in here playing it out, you get to see what we really, how music is really formed.
Yes.
Process of that. So we were able to do that.
I literally told somebody today, I feel like, you know, when you're filming something, but maybe they cut, cut sound is basically what you were saying. I felt like you could hear live breath in the mic, even if they were cut.
Yes.
But they used it.
The room tone, the real, yes.
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 That's what it's called. Okay. See. I knew it was something technical, but I said it sounded like they thought they were done like recording, but I know they still are kind of recording because you don't know what gem you're going to catch.
Right.
Even though they call cut.
Right.
It's like, nah, they might still be recording.
Honey, we went over production time so many times because we couldn't come out of things, especially the church scenes.
Yes. I want to speak on that. In those church scenes and a few other scenes that I'll get to after this question, you went to some deep emotional spaces in the film Respect, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know sometimes for actors, doing film is therapeutic and quite healing because maybe if you're not an emotional person and or you don't have anybody to emote to on a daily basis,
right.
Sometimes it's you're able to do it in your art,
mm-hmm.
right? And I know you are extremely careful about what you give to the public regarding your private life.
Mm-hmm.
As public figures, sometimes our private lives are made public.
Mm-hmm.
You're not able to grieve certain losses the way someone else would be able to.
Right.
So I would like to ask, was some of that the vessel for some of the emotional places you were able to go to in the film?
You know, it's a lot of things for me. Like sometimes you, as an actor, you don't realize how much you're going to be affected or how much you have to give or what it requires of you until you're in that moment, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I like real things. And so I wanted to come from the most honest and real place. And I felt it was necessary because it's like her story is vulnerable too.
Yes.
So in order to tell her story in the most careful and respectful way,
mm-hmm.
then I need to bear myself as well.
Do you find yourself able to bear yourself in real life?
I feel like it may come out
vulnerable.
Yes and no. Yes and no. It depends. Mm-hmm. It varies.
Okay.
But I feel like it comes out most through my artistry.
Yep.
You know, which can still be healing, but it costs so much. Like each tear. No, that's real. That comes from somewhere within that act.
I'm telling you, Jennifer, I said, this is so real. Even as Audra McDonald, who is brilliant, who plays your mother, who plays Aretha's mother, the way she was holding you on Amazing Grace. Now, I don't have to ask because I believe I know. I just want to say I saw you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it made me marvel at your grace and poise even more. I promise you, this is what I wrote.
Wow. Wow.
I said, I marvel at your grace and poise even more because I know what it costs you.
Costs. Thank you. Thank you, Michelle. Wow. Like, it's real. And you know what? Can I say this? It was that moment for me that I realized, wait, Aretha saw so much more in me. It wasn't just, oh, Jennifer sings and acts. So Jennifer played me. In that moment, I was like, she saw so much more. It goes beyond that. Like, there's no way I would have been able to tell her story with so much vulnerability, depth, and honesty without my own life triumphs. You know what I mean? And I remember Audra McDonald saying in that scene, she was like, when we got done, we were still on the floor even. And she was like, this is a very heavy life to tell. And I was drained in that moment. And I was like, my God, yes, it is. But it was so real for me too, you know? Mm-hmm. In that moment, it was so many moments in the film where I'm like, man,
is this my life? Or in certain parts where I can relate a lot, you know? And I think those are the things she saw with, you know, that I didn't realize that we paralleled in, you know, beyond singing or coming up in the church.
Because I didn't want to pry too much. Because I was like, was there something specific Miss Franklin said, this is why I want you to play me, because I see this, versus you could pick anybody that can sing. Bad fact, you could pick anybody where, but I'm glad they didn't, where they would lip sync all the stuff. I'm glad they didn't. No. Yeah. She chose exactly who the Lord told her to choose, which was you. But I didn't want to ask, but I was, since you kind of brought it up a little bit, like, and you don't even have to say it, but when you mention y'all's lives kind of parallel or certain vulnerabilities and emotions.
And no, she didn't specify and say, but I realized, like, I spoke to her down to her last days, you know?
Yes.
And I still can't get over. I'm like, I'm one of the last people you called me. Like, wow. But thinking back to our conversations, like, I still have those messages in my phone from our conversations. And I look back at it and I'm like, now after playing her and all of that, I'm like, wow, she wasn't just talking. She was really speaking from her life that she may have saw that I could relate to that I didn't even realize until in the middle of playing her. You know, and I'm like, oh my God, she was really speaking from her real life experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize it until while I was filming.
And there was so much to her. Y'all have to watch Respect to know that she went through so much.
What a life.
And she, what a life, and how she still got up there and performed.
Yeah.
It seemed like she was in a lot of control of her decisions, even down to when she wanted to perform. And if she didn't want to, she didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I know nowadays, I don't know if we can really take on that kind of persona nowadays, but I'm glad that she got through. And as it related to your mental health during the filming, how were you able to check in with you and say, okay, I'm reaching a little too far emotionally. This is taking some stuff out of me. How are you able to center yourself mentally and spiritually? Because this is a heavy role.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I think it's good to just allow it, to let it be and to feel what you feel, you know? But also being able to find a way back to yourself where you can, as I say, you're not wide open, you know?
Yes.
And I like quiet moments where I can, because it, a lot is continually poured out. So it's like, okay, I need a moment to regain myself, regather myself. Definitely prayer. And just my faith has always, you know, gotten me through. But I like to allow myself to feel. And I think you see my cat, Michelle.
I was going to say, he's making his appearance. Now, what is his name?
This is McCavity.
McCavity. Hi, friend.
And my cats, you know what? I had to fly him in. He is, I know people say emotional support, because listen, I said after this, I'm like, y'all, please don't have me do no more roles where I got to cry. And that costs a lot, okay? And it's real. It comes from a real place. And I think people need to understand that as far as actors, you know, because it's still a human. And somebody has to drive those emotions. And it comes. So Aretha had her own traumas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mine may not be the same, but we've all been through some. We've all been through.
Yeah, we all have our own.
We traumas. All have our own. And to me, that's the power in her story of her life. Because people think, you know, celebrities, legends, and icons, it just happens overnight. But a lot of times when we're in the middle of all of those glorious moments, it's some real things happening in our lives. You know what I mean? So.
Yes.
I think that that's the thing that resonates with me most, you know, and it helped me tell the story from such an honest, vulnerable place. And somehow,
I don't know if you could tell a story as real as you told it.
Thank you.
Even knowing that you were singing live, even Amazing Grace, were there a lot of takes? Because it's like, no, she's got to stay in this moment, and that can't be take after take after take after take.
No, no.
It cannot.
It wasn't. And Liesl, thanks to Liesl, you know,
especially when it got to, when it's emotion with it, it's like, baby, get this first. And I like things to be an initial reaction. So I don't act. I can't act at all, but I react. So it's like, okay, I want to experience the moment. So if it's too many takes, then we're acting.
That's so good. I want it to be
authentic and real. You know what I mean? So it's going to be within the first three takes. Like, it's the most honest.
That's so good.
Yeah, I like real stuff.
And you had such a beautiful, solid cast all around with Marlon Wayans, Forest Whitaker, Heather Headley,
Audrey McDonald.
Come on. A beautiful cast. Even the young man that played the head of the label, not the first guy, the second guy.
Mark.
Yes. I was like, he's hilarious, but I feel like he was acting like how the record executives in that time felt so real.
Oh, we can't leave out Titus Bridges, who played James Honey.
Wait a minute.
Go ahead, Michelle. I'm going to let you.
From the lips to the heaviness of the jaw, I noticed everything. I saw everything.
And he plays the piano for real. I looked up and I said, no, you play that piano for real, sir. He was destined for his role just the same, honey.
That's so good. Precious memories. Mm. Do you have one from filming this movie, Respect?
I love that. I think all of it. All of it. I feel like my son. I say, what's your favorite part, babe, of it? Everything. Everything. Like,
except for you kissing on that man.
Yeah, my baby ain't for that now. But
I said, wait a minute. She went for it. I said, ooh.
No, Marlon went for it. Okay.
Now he did. He did. He did. Okay, you're right. He did. He went for it.
I have to say, because he gets mad at me when I be like, was Marlon my favorite co-star or was it Jamie Foxx? But Marlon gets the title. Jamie comes in as a close second. But Marlon Wayans was just, I couldn't imagine a better co-star. And also Forrest as well. But like, the way Marlon brought it. And then he was such a good just partner on set. Mm-hmm. Like, he's so giving, so loving. He came with his A game and he made a point to make sure he took care of me every day. He brought me 100 pieces of chocolate because he knew I love chocolate. He ordered massages. He ordered and fixed my plate. Wouldn't let an assistant do it at all. He would send me flowers, like all type of stuff, like unreal.
I mean, I'm not starting no rumors, but that sounds like a life partner to me. Chocolate, massages, fixing my plate. Now here, as the old folks say, all right.
I'm speaking from experience.
I'm not saying nothing because we don't start rumors over yonder, baby. And what I know about Jennifer Hudson, what she wants you to know, she'll tell you. y'all just gotta watch the movie, honey, because those kisses, I said, Lord, I hate being alone, Lord Jesus.
If you ever need a co-star, Michelle.
Call him. Okay.
I want to call Marlon.
But like, Marlon, you got a hotline. He gonna have a hotline. Y'all, please, please go and see Respect. It is one of the most beautiful films, biopics I've ever seen.
Thank you.
And as we were talking about precious memories, you said that there were tons of memories. Do you have any precious memory with or about Miss Franklin?
Well, I've been blessed to be in her presence I don't know how many times. One I cherish is, man, it's all of them. I remember one time I was doing a tribute to her because I got to tribute this woman I don't know how many times at the BET Honors. That was supposed to be a surprise. So she wasn't supposed to know what I was thinking. We're in rehearsal, and in the middle of the rehearsal, in walks Aretha Franklin. All our instruments crash. Oh my God. Miss Franklin just walked in the room. She sits down. And that to me is when I got to meet the person, the human being. And it was just like, it's like she took a whole nother form into my life. You know, and we just sat and talked, and then she left that rehearsal. So we thought, and they was like, she's out in the hallway listening. That's one. Another one is
when it was one time she wanted me, because she always would say, Jennifer, come, you know, they would say, Miss Franklin wants you to do the tribute. And I'm like, anytime she call, I answer, honey.
Yes.
And it was on my birthday. And they, when I found that, I was like, of course I do. And I was like, when is it? And it's like September 12th. And I was like, yeah, that's my 30th birthday. But I was like, you know what? I'm doing this because what better way to mark my 30th birthday than to say I got to sing for the Queen of Soul?
That's
I will forever have the memory of what I got to do when I turned 30. And now I'll be 40 next month. And look at where I'm at.
Turn up. Welcome to the club. How are you going to celebrate?
This is celebration enough. If God don't do another thing, he has done enough.
Okay.
I am grateful. And I mean, this is what, and I know you can relate to this. This is what we wish for, people like us, to do what we love to do on our birthday. So
yeah. Wow.
As long as I get to keep doing what I love to do. And
you will for a long time. You will.
Yeah. I'm grateful. I am.
And I'm grateful for you checking in with us today.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so proud of you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Everybody, Respect is out in theaters nationwide right now. Please, I'm telling you, I don't ever get on social media and be like, oh, y'all got to go see this movie. You have to go and see Respect. Jennifer Hudson just really, y'all already heard the love. And I'm going to let her go because it'll be 10 more minutes of me loving on her. But it's so deserved. And again, thank you for checking in.
Thank you. Love you so much.
Listen, these episodes are just getting gooder and gooder. Okay, I know I don't think gooder and gooder is like correct to say, but listen. This episode I'm excited about because as I'm watching the movie, I am literally writing down questions, personal questions. At this point, I'm a consumer. I'm not somebody's peer. I'm watching as a consumer and a fan of both Jennifer Hudson and a fan of Aretha Franklin and a fan of everything that it takes to produce a movie of this caliber. So once again, I wrote out questions as if I wanted to know what it was like to be on the set filming and to kind of dig deep into what Jennifer was feeling. So I'm hoping this interview conveyed all of that, all of the excitement, and once again, the encouragement that I hope you feel. I hope each episode of Checking In just really encourages you in some way, because Jennifer said something when she said she was not classically trained. All she had was the church training of getting up in church singing. So that should encourage some of you guys. Everybody in the world of art and entertainment, they're not classically trained. There are some people, even chefs. There are a lot of chefs or people who have made it big in the space of being an entrepreneur and having their own business who didn't necessarily go to school, who weren't necessarily like classically trained in dance and the arts or in the world of maybe culinary. But what people did do was they got refined in those areas. Maybe now, like Jennifer said, she still has an acting coach. She had a dialect coach. She has a vocal coach. So even those who want to go into the business of just being a business owner, okay, you probably did not go to school for it, but someone can mentor you. I'm sure there are courses that you can take in that various field to refine you. So don't let the fact that you weren't classically trained in something keep you from pursuing your dream. Jennifer went on American Idol, sang a whole Aretha Franklin song with no training. You hear me? And look, she is an Oscar award winning, a Grammy award winning artist. And I believe she's on her way to her next Oscar nominated role. And I just love how this episode teaches perseverance. We didn't go too much into detail because I respect Jennifer's privacy. But when you watch the film, you'll know exactly what I was talking about as far as there are certain parts in the movie where that was real emotion coming through. We know that Jennifer lost her mother and nephew in a very horrific way. She also went through a divorce. That was very public. That was very just nasty how that part of her personal life played out publicly, right? But she still persevered and she still just seemed to come out on top and do great things. Because that type of loss can make you depressed. That kind of loss can almost pretty much make you lose your mind. I'm not saying Jennifer hasn't had her tough moments, because the pain of losing a loved one, I just don't know if it ever goes away. So I'm glad that she chose to keep going and to keep persevering. So to you out there, no matter the type of loss that you face, no matter the trauma that you've endured, keep going. And that way we'll all be on the other side of the finish line cheering you on. Checking In with Michelle Williams is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.